streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Show sponsored by BetterHelp, BetterHelp, online therapist, 10% off your first month. Online therapy makes it easy at BetterHelp to match with a licensed therapist. Detroit home favorite by over a touchdown. I think the Lions bounce back tonight off that humiliating loss to the Ravens. Just to show you the NFL, though, Baltimore struggled yesterday. You know, you come off a gigantic win like the Cowboys, Ravens have done. Watch the pullback. That was one of the games you liked this week was Arizona.
Well, we tried to warn people about those big spreads on the road. Baltimore was up 31-15 cruising, and then you get the fluky stuff. By the way, how's Nelson Aguilar on the hands team for the Baltimore Ravens? Like, that's a guy who can't catch a cold. And you got the onside kick comes right to him, vomits it up. I mean, if you bet the Ravens, you are very upset.
I think Baltimore's the best team in the league today.
Okay, Seattle's going to go beat them this week.
In Baltimore. What's the line?
I think that's a 5.5
I'd take Baltimore. So Seattle has to make it.
I'm not officially giving out Seattle as a play, but I think that game's going to be close.
You're really on Seattle.
I love their secondary. And remember, I had to shave that stupid thing on my head last year.
Baltimore at home. Is it an early or a late start?
Baltimore lost to Gardner Minshew at home. Can we stop acting like they're the greatest team in the league?
Everybody has a bad Sunday.
Are they going to be at the top of the herd hierarchy tomorrow?
I think Baltimore's the best team in the league.
Listen, if the Jets aren't 10, we're going to have words.
10 what? J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Interesting stuff leaking out about this Raiders-Lions game. So according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, Josh McDaniels called a team meeting on Thursday to allow his players to voice their concerns and frustrations. Veterans like Max, M-A-X-X, that is, Crosby, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs all spoke up and nothing was off limits. And of course, you know, Pelissero breaks the news, so he's got to say the meeting was considered very positive. I'm sure it was positive.
Well,
Devontae Adams trashing the org at the podium almost every week. Like, get me the hell out of here. Why did they let Hunter Renfrow speak? Oh, that's right. They're trying to trade him. And by the way, Josh Jacobs. How about that guy? Holds out in the offseason. They give him more money. And he's running like he's got a piano on his back. He can't do anything this year. Listen, and Jimmy Garoppolo is going to start tonight. Line's coming down.
I'll just say this. Two things work in the favor of the Lions tonight. They were humiliated last week.
Okay.
They're a very good home team.
True.
The Lions never get Monday night football games, so it is going to be Mardi Gras. It's going to be a crazy night in Detroit. That the Raiders better be ready to go.
Yeah. So one of the things that's helped me with some gambling this year is the tendencies. The Raiders, we're not giving up the big play. The two high safeties, no bombs to Jameson Williams, nothing deep to Amara St. Brown. Can Jared Goff have the patience to take the underneath checkdowns? I don't know, and we know the Lions' secondary is very bad. Guys on the Ravens were open all week last week. Colin, this could be a big Davante Adams game. Do they showcase Adams maybe in an effort to move him? Is somebody going to give up a first? I don't know. I think this is going to be a little close. I think Lions win, but I don't know about the spread.
All right. It's one of my favorite picks of the week. Dallas was one of my favorite picks.
You nailed that.
And the Lions tonight.
Okay.
By the way, right now I'm one win, one loss, and two pushes.
Oh.
Because the Jets was a push. I thought I had that one.
It was.
And I thought I had the Washington game won. I was lucky to get a push because Howell drove him down late with a touchdown.
Howell doesn't quit, man, that guy. Next up, hey, how about that Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud? What a battle between the top two quarterbacks taken in the draft. Stroud, you know, it looked like they had training wheels on him. Everything's a check down. I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Bryce Young had that 15-play, 86-yard drive. If you look in the box score deep in, you squint, you're like, oh, Carolina had six first downs via penalty because the Texans were a nightmare.
Yes.
Just for the record, neither team had 250 yards of total offense.
No, these are kids. But I see with both Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, I see franchise quarterback moments.
Moments. I mean, you saw that from Zach Wilson.
Well, no, C.J. Stroud's a franchise guy. Bryce is too, I think, but he's got nothing to work with. You got to give them one more draft class, one more free agency. I'll make my judgment on... I've already made my judgment on C.J. Stroud. He can play.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
He can play.
Six games.
Yeah, I think he's a
friend. Seven games, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Bryce, I think, is too. I just think we're going to wait until next. They don't have anybody to throw to. Houston, I thought, was very conservative. I thought their game plan was super conservative. And they've got some guys. Yeah. Tank Dell was back.
Remember what I said about Houston. They've now been favored twice this season. They've lost both of them.
I know.
They're favored again this week.
Against?
Tampa Bay. This was one of the two games I bet. You want to guess which side I took?
Tampa.
No, I did. I'm an idiot. I think Houston bounces back. I think they're better than what they showed in Carolina.
Listen,
they're at home this week, too.
Yeah, that it was a frustrating game because I had Houston. I felt after the game Houston was better, and they lost.
They weren't worse. The other thing is it's part of a hedge in case Tampa trades Godwin or Ed Evans here in the next 2 days, 2.5. I was like, well, I'll take a little bite.
Somebody said Thielen's on the market. We'll see.
He's done pretty well.
Yeah.
Final story to the NBA. Chris Paul, woo, your guy. You love these Warriors.
Off the bench.
Came off the bench for the first time in his 19-year career at 8.7 assists. Was a plus 22. A very robust.
That's
plus
like
22.
Plus 22. You know,
had to scrape by the Rockets.
Okay.
Well, let's just get the Chris Paul quote real quick. Here's what Chris Paul said about being the sixth man.
It's whatever I got to do to help our team win. You know what I mean? And so... If that means not finishing some games or whatnot, you know, if you get a chance to play long enough in this career, there's things that's going to change. There's things that's going to be different. And, you know, I'm here. It's definitely different, but at the end of the day, it's basketball.
So they're very small. They're crossing their fingers on Kuminga. I don't know what to make of them. They go about 9 deep. They've got Gasarich now. So they're an interesting team to watch. They are noticeably small, but they've been doing that for years. I think the Chris Paul thing works. I don't know how long he wants to come off the bench, but I think it works.
We'll agree to disagree. I cannot believe your staff did not come up with the Steph Curry series of moves on Dylan Brooks. He just cooked him. Did you see the highlight? It was incredible. Probably the moment of the NBA season. And then because Dylan Brooks talked so much trash, Steph Curry went down the court, screaming. It was awesome. Yes, go Curry.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. 1-800-522-4369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
So we love bringing him on, Fox Sports NFL analyst. I listened to him yesterday. It's Mark Sanchez joining us on a Monday. Yes, Mark Sanchez.
That's fast, dude. Who's our guy here?
Yeah.
It's our other guest.
That, you know what? He came in hungry, and that's how it ended.
Aaron Rodgers. We didn't pay him.
Yeah, we didn't pay him.
So I figured it'd be somebody you were roasting.
So we were talking that in the NFC, we all kind of feel like we know who's good, and we think the Saints aren't one of them. And with Derek Carr, I have my questions about the staff, whatever. But you start looking at the NFC. We know Philadelphia can play. We know Dallas has guys. I think San Francisco will right the ship. Detroit tonight. Detroit's a good team. Seattle and Pete playing 1,000 miles an hour. They keep winning. Mm-hmm. New Orleans is the team we're like, what are they? So can we have an official? What
after calling
are,
the game?
What are the Saints?
So I think they're about to get hot here. I think they're about to streak at the right time and gel at the right time. I made I'm fortunate enough to meet, remember Emeril Lagasse? Bam!
Yes.
So him and his son, I've done some charity work with them, and I was texting the son because he's a huge Saints fan. They're from the Big Easy from Louisiana. So I said, what's the deal with when you're making gumbo? Like, you know, it takes a little time, right? This isn't instant grits. And so I mentioned that on the broadcast, and we were going back and forth and texting about it. But the whole mix is in the roux. So it's the flour and the fat, and they got to get together and gel.
Right.
And that's everything, right, for your gumbo. And it doesn't happen like that. Well, a quarterback moves to a new franchise. I don't care how good he is. Tom Brady, Matt Stafford, it takes a little time. I mean, they're running Matt Stafford out of L.A. the year he won the Super Bowl.
Tom went 7-5 and screaming at teammates.
Yes, so at the break, and people were, oh, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. Well, it takes time for this kind of stuff. And now they're at a crossroads where they had their mini bye. They lost a heartbreaker the week before on Thursday night. So they had 10 days to prepare for this next game against the Colts, and a game they should win. That if they're going to be the team they thought they were and run this NFC South, they should win that game because of what's gone on with the Colts circumstantially, whatever. Well, it's starting to happen, and it's still got to get a little better, but you saw Derek Carr, and he's in a tricky spot, right? Because the guys in Vegas or Oakland or whatever, like, they knew him. He grew up there. They know how he operates. They know his mannerisms. They know it's all about winning. It's never personal. So if he rips your head off, it's not he. I don't not like you, Colin Coward, as the person. I didn't like what you did on that play because that didn't help us win. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So he's still developing those relationships with young receivers, with guys coming back like Mike Thomas, the young receiver in Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, who was a receiver, now a tight end. I mean, Kamara missed part of the season. Jamal Williams is finally back. So this whole thing is starting to come together. We mentioned the roux, the flour, and the fat. It's gelling. I'm telling you, you're getting a good vibe from that team. And I think they did an excellent job using Taysom Hill to just take some pressure off, change it up in the red zone. They've had problems in the red zone, struggled a little bit, and he really opens up their offense and helps Derek Carr. It was really fun to watch.
Even I can watch certain players, Lamar Jackson, and go, wow, or Josh Allen, wow, stuff, size, electric, twitchy. And then you watch Joe Burrow, and you're like, how's he so great? Good. And there's got to be some secret sauce to it. You know, coach's kid, but a lot of you quarterbacks' dads coached. When you watch him, what is it?
Man. I mean, he just doesn't flinch. He doesn't hesitate. Like, he knows when it's time to cut it loose, when it's time to fold him. No one to hold him, no one to fold him. You know what I mean? And he's made some incredible throws. And most importantly, he's healthy. They're traditionally a slow starting team. They did the same thing last year and the year before. They start kind of middle of the road, is this team for real? And then right around week 5, 6-ish, right after their Arizona game, boom, it happens. Joe Mixon gets involved. The receivers get healthy. Joe Burrow gets healthy. And what does he do? He extends some of these plays. I was shocked one of those plays didn't get called dead. It went for like 10 seconds. He got sacked like 3 times. Here it is. Oh, this is the scramble. Excuse me. But he had one of those plays where he's making the plays that we saw on the highlights the last couple years, taking advantage of one-on-one coverage, and he's making it work. He's manipulating defenders, and you can tell when these guys get hot, like their body language shows it. He's got a couple smiles. He's talking a little smack. Like, he's in it, and a lot of that is due to his calf. Once it's healthy, he's good. He can create more space, extend those plays, and it's on. You give that guy that kind of time, you're out of luck.
So, Brock Purdy. You know, I said I would never call him very good, but I still thought yesterday he made good plays. Some of those
plays.
Those are big-time throws.
Big-time throws, and he's done it all over. They're really hurting from not having Debo and not having Trent Williams. Like, that's really crippled them a little bit.
Uniquely good plays.
Yes, and so pivotal for this offense to really go. When you lose a couple of those pieces, it's just not the same attack. And it's not like they're one-dimensional, but you're missing that, and that's an extra beat to hold the ball in the pocket with Trent Williams as opposed to potentially somebody else. That's a couple extra carries off McCaffrey. When Debo's in the game, that's a couple free completions, potentially another couple first downs with Debo with yards after catch and after contact.
Right.
Like, that's where you really miss those guys. And so they've lost some of that, and teams have been able to capitalize on it. And, of course, you know, he turns the ball over. I don't care who you are. You turn the ball over a couple times, it's just, you know, your chances of winning. You watch on the, you know, those percentage meters of chances to win the game. As soon as you turn it over, it just skyrockets the other direction. And so, I mean, some of these things are like, you know, the strip fumble. Like, when you exit the pocket, one defensive lineman's high, somebody's low. So if you get a free lane out, you better check the rearview mirror. You know what I mean? Right. You got to tuck that thing tight. And, you know, it's just a couple physical, easy, fixable mistakes, and they're going into bye week, so they got some time to get healthy.
So, Patrick Mahomes had the flu. There's no way you didn't have it multiple times. You guys play in the fall and winter. If one guy in the room gets it, the whole locker room does. But I do think it's bigger than that. First, I think Sean has sort of solved Russell. Russell's playing complimentary football with a good run game. But with Mahomes, it comes down to this. He made a good throw to Sky Moore, dropped. He made good throws in the first half. This receiving core, if Kelsey's not in the end zone, they struggle to score. They had one great half. So I look at them, and I think it's easy to go, he was sick. The whole league's sick, half the league in November.
Everybody's hurt. Everybody's sick.
Mark, this offense is not the come-from-behind juggernaut it was. It doesn't look like it to me.
Yeah, I think they're just in like that, a little bit of a rut, kind of mid-season-ish. I think those things kind of get worked out with some of these players. Remember, you know, Kadarius Toney got run out of New York last year and then comes up with some huge plays down the stretch and in the Super Bowl. Like, if there's a coaching staff and a group that you would put your faith in to figure it out and kind of play your way out of a slump, I'd say it's Kansas City. I'd trust Andy Reid. I'd trust Patrick Mahomes. And these guys are going to figure it out. But right here, you see drops like that.
That's a good throw.
What do you do as a quarterback, right? You got to remind them, just like shooters. You keep shooting, just like batters, and you're in a slump. You got to keep swinging, dude. I'm coming back to you with the ball. Ball's coming your way. That was like one of the first things I would say to a receiver if they dropped one or two balls, hey, I'm coming right back to you. So get ready. You're going to convert a third down for us. So be sharp.
Yeah.
Just to remind them, like, you're good, dude. You're my option. You're like my number one. You know what I mean? You got to talk to these guys. And that's the beauty of this position. You're part coach, you're player. You're a little bit of a psychologist with these players because you can't rip everybody's head off. Not everybody responds to that. You can't
also,
you can't air out these guys. You know what I mean? Like, certain guys can handle it, certain guys can't. They'll fold up and then you lose them for the whole game or a season.
He's also Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
When Michael rips at you, you shrink.
Same thing. Yeah, Michael, Kobe, like, that's a certain attitude in how you talk to players, but that communication is imperative for these quarterbacks of bringing these young guys along, bringing new receivers along, and just reminding them, ball's coming your way, dude. That was like one of the first things I say to a guy who had a drop, coming right back to you. Get ready.
So usually if a team has to draft a quarterback, Matt LaFleur has one of the last jobs where you got a head coaching job and it was a really good team.
Oh, man.
Okay. You look at Minnesota. That tight end is excellent. Jordan Addison is crushing. Justin Jefferson comes back. Their left tackle is the highest graded left tackle in pro football. I know people in Minnesota today are crushed, and so is Kirk. I think they're going to move to a quarterback. This operation, offensively, this is like it feels like Matt LaFleur to Green Bay. Like, those are the receivers I get, the tight end, the left tackle.
I agree. It's like, what are you going to do? Okay, you go through some of their planning. Like, what's the plan moving forward? Are you going to play the kid you got and bring in a veteran presence, kind of like the Jets did when Rodgers went down? You bring in Simeon. Play Zach. If Zach had played terrible to this point, I bet they'd potentially make a switch, you know? So are you going to do something like that and bring in another veteran, maybe a Colt McCoy who has familiarity with Kevin O'Connell in Washington or somebody like that, put him on the practice squad, ramp him up, have him ready to play in 3 weeks, but you go with your young guy from BYU? Or do you go make a move? Do you try and steal Sam Darnold? You know, when they're in bye week, go make a move before tomorrow at 4 p.m., like, you better go now and you better be ready to leverage something. You're going to have to give up some draft capital for stuff like that. So you go try and get Sam, you're giving up picks either next year or the year after. The one I haven't heard anybody talk about, I haven't looked as closely, but what about Cooper Rush? They got Trey Lance already. They got three in that room. Maybe they'd be willing to ditch him for a pick. I don't know, just to keep it together and then sign a veteran, because you're not going to go get Matt Ryan or Phillip Rivers. You know what I mean? Like,
let me throw something at you. The future favors the bold. So,
isn't that a slogan?
I think so.
Wasn't it for like Bitcoin though?
Good line.
Oops.
I got Matt Damon in trouble. Okay, I'll just throw this out. You got an offensive coach, a great tight end, unbelievable left tackle, and Jordan Addison is the best rookie receiver. You get a one for Justin Jefferson.
Get rid of him?
You're going to have to pay him here pretty quick. And you've already got an emerging star at wide receiver. And another receiver, I forget, is it Osborne, the other kid I like?
KJ.
Okay, yeah. So I got a tight end to start. Okay,
so then
I get two firsts.
I don't know.
I get two firsts.
Then it becomes Stephon Diggs, and now you're hoping Addison becomes Jefferson, and it's just like a shuffle.
And I have two firsts, because you're getting a first for – you may get two firsts for Justin Jefferson. With the emergence of Jordan Addison, I now get a quarterback with one of my picks, and then I go get – either an edge rusher or another receiver. We know, Mark. We know.
So then this season is done, you're saying?
Absolutely done.
Oh, I still think there's meat on the bone there.
What?
You got to go get somebody to play, at least play it out this year. And it makes your decision with Kirk easier. It's a horrible thing, and I hate it for Kirk. But this kind of helps. If they were thinking of moving on, I'm not saying they were. But if they were, this kind of helps you make that decision. Now go find somebody to try and salvage the year. I don't know. I don't know, dude. Talking dump the season and this could be Kevin O'Connell. You get rid of Jefferson. Are you kidding me? Those people in Minnesota, I mean, they're nice people in the Midwest,
but
they're coming for him.
I love O'Connell. I love the tight end. I love
Jordan
Addison. I love the left tackle. I'm saying you're going to have to pay all these guys. I can go find a receiver.
But everybody, you figure out
I can't find a left tackle like that. That kid's the best left tackle maybe in the game.
Yeah, no, he's really good.
All right.
I don't know if you dump it all like that. Fire sale? I don't know.
It's just one guy. You got me selling the whole team off. This is what happens. That skeleton's what happened to talk show hosts who don't have bold takes. Okay, he's got some tape here. Sanchez, Mark
Great
brings
clips,
tape.
Coach. I got some good stuff for you.
You always do. Back in a second. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. Full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app. Vehicles all electric, the feeling's all Mercedes. Go to mbusa.com/EQ.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromise.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip. But they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, we got some breaking news. The Seahawks are going all in. The New York Giants are trading a very good defensive lineman, former USC Trojan Leonard Williams, to the Seahawks. Seattle gives the Giants a second-round pick, upcoming draft, 2024, and a fifth-round pick in 2025. So Leonard Williams, the D-line for the Giants, Thibodeau was great yesterday.
Yeah.
You have Dexter Lawrence still there, so they have a little bit of surplus. So Seattle needs an interior defender. They're very good on the edges. Seattle wants somebody to plug some of those holes on the interior. I think it's a good move by Seattle. Giants looking in the mirror right now. They need draft capital, and Seattle in the NFC's got a real team.
And John Schneider not afraid to make a move in Seattle with Coach Carroll. I think that's huge. Bringing in somebody like that to shore up that interior defensive line, as you mentioned, mostly as a run stopper, and he's going to potentially be a third down guy as well. He's a three down D lineman. Like, that's huge for him to have that inside. I mean, they need it.
Yep.
They need it.
Yeah.
That's big time because their back end and linebackers are set.
Yeah. Their linebackers really move.
Oh, man.
Seattle's linebackers.
Jordan Brooks, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like a baby Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's. You got some film.
Oh, let's go.
You got a couple pieces.
Cowboy fans, for everybody who's been ripping on Dak.
You're going to show us some nice stuff?
I got some good Dak. Here's what I want to show you. So they have a stripe on their helmet, and that helps you when you watch film to know what the quarterback is looking at. If you don't have stripes on your helmet, you can tell by how much of the logo is showing on which side of your head. Like if you say, oh, I was looking to the flat in the right, and the coach is watching the tape with you, and you see most of your left logo, they're like, come on, you weren't looking at it. Like your eyes are in the wrong place. So Dak is going to use, we're going to use that as our indicator to see where he's looking. But what he's doing is an unbalanced set. So 3x1 and 4x1. Quick background, 2x2 balanced sets.
Right.
The defense has a lot of advantages, a lot of leverage advantages, and then they can disguise more. So you try and go unbalanced, three receivers to one side, one on the other, or four, which includes a halfback usually. And that makes them declare some things. How are we going to handle this group of receivers? How are we going to handle this single receiver? The guy who tells you the story is that backside safety. So when we roll the clip, you're going to see Dak eyeing that backside safety. He gets this is the 4x1. This is the first play. He sees two split safeties, and he knows on 1st and 10, I'm going to mess around and find this backside safety. I know I got the back, the fourth guy strong going out to the flat or somewhere leaking out. The fourth guy is always hard to cover for a defense, but he decides to hold that safety where he's at. You saw his stripe. Now his stripe goes back to this tight window now. I mean, this is like hitting the thing at the county fair type deal, the state fair. Like,
oh,
you know what I mean? Like, dunking that shot with the crooked rim, you know, and the extra pumped up basketball at the fair. That's a tough shot. So once again, he's going to hold that backside safety, and you can tell what he's looking at. We're going to magnify the stripe on his helmet. Boom. Yeah. He feels him go double CD Lamb on the backside. Great. I'm going to keep him there for another couple steps and come back and just throw an absolute frozen rope to Ferguson on a backer.
So it
inside.
Was CD Lamb on the short, on the short,
backside.
On the backside.
They had to double him with the corner and the safety. So he confirmed it, kept him there, and then threw this almost blind, high and away, where only his guy could get it. You're going to have to break down the dance with somebody else. That was a rough touchdown celebration.
Yeah, not great.
It's a backpack kid celebration, apparently.
Yeah. But, so that's a really interesting
that's
way.
That's a money. That's like one of his best throws all season. One of the best throws all season. I'm telling you, for quarterbacks all around, that was money.
All right, so what do you got for me next?
Okay, next is a 3x1 situation. They get a six-man pressure.
And the one again is CD.
Yes, this one's to CD. So he wants to see, how are we playing this guy backside? How are you going to match up with my best receiver backside? It's five on the defensive line. We're getting a five-man rush. We have five to block up front, and boom, this safety is playing the back. If the back runs out in coverage, he's got to cover him. But because he goes in to block this interior backer, the safety's just going to start floating. So Dak has to move him with his eyes. He grabs him quickly. You see the stripe? And then he's going to move him to the right and trust C.D. Lamb to break across DeAndre Kendrick's face and open up that little post window right inside on the left. And he should have inside leverage on the backside or have safety help, but the safety followed his eyes, and he throws another frozen rope. I mean, that's really good plan by Dak. Poor in coverage, I'd say, by the defense. You got to either jump inside or you got to get the help.
So this way, he looks left and then immediately goes
grabs
right.
Grabs him to make sure, okay, he's free. I got to keep him away from CD. How do I do that? Come with me right here. Moth to a light, defender. Moth to a light. I shine the light over here. Boom, there they go. And then throw it right off their ear.
In both instances, that's really good throws.
Excellent throws and excellent eyes, right? In rhythm. The first one he threw without a hitch. This one he takes a little hitch and almost misses it. He's almost late. But he gets by cutting this thing loose and putting a little extra juice, a little hot sauce. Some of those throws in the red zone, you got to put a little hot sauce on them. They got to be humming. And because the windows are tighter, right? The DBs aren't scared of getting beat deep. There's less real estate to cover. So you got to throw some darts. He did it yesterday, man. He was on fire.
The when I look around at this league, the best quarterback won virtually every game except Mahomes, and I think a lot of that was they're scrapping. They don't know what they're doing. Offensively, all those young receivers. So take me through this. I told my wife, I said, this is the first cold weekend of the year. It came into Denver, and I said, and, you know, she doesn't follow sports a lot, but one of the things we talk about a lot is, if it is sports, like the weather matters. I always feel like there's going to be a real separation now from the Dacks and the guys that are pretty good. Take me to your seat. For instance, I could argue Russell Wilson as a complementary player to a run game. This Seattle.
He's playing fine this year.
Yeah, it's almost worked for Russell because Russell's at a disadvantage in a track meet with perfect weather. He was really good in Seattle when it's windy and I can throw cold 22 and chilly, times.
Yeah.
I can move around. So take me to this. How did you change as a quarterback? You had a good arm. Ooh. You didn't have a cannon. Did you notice in October, November, prep changes?
Yeah.
The pain's worse.
Well, first of all, I had rainbow sandals that I'd wear to the facility. So by Halloween, those are gone. And those get switched out for either UGG boots or like real shoes because you can't run those anymore. It just gets too chilly. And then my rookie year, we'd go out on Tuesdays and wet the footballs down when it was really cold. And just to make them nasty and wet and just go practice throwing because I hadn't played a game colder than maybe 55 degrees in my life before getting there because we played in California my whole life. So, I mean, cold to me was 50 degrees. And now you're playing in 12-degree weather with snow and wind and in the old Meadowlands Stadium, the old Giants Stadium with that wind swirling. I mean, that was legit. You would have to plan certain shot plays with the wind. Like, you couldn't throw. I couldn't, at least. Maybe Joe Flacco or, you know, Brett Favre or somebody. But you can't throw those deep balls like that in some of those windy conditions because it'll go right back the other way. You just don't have enough juice on the ball. So we'd wait and say, hey, in the second quarter, when we flop here, be ready for the big post on whatever concept or something. So those kind of things you have to take into account. And what always helps a quarterback, and I can attest to this, obviously, is a good run game. You need a good run game in this league, especially when it gets cold, especially late in the year. And some of that is attitude, a lot of it's coaching, and a lot of it's personnel. So, I mean, I think Denver's going to be fine with that running back. I love that running back. I think they're making the right strides. And because the year didn't start off so well, like, I think expectations lowered there a little bit, and maybe not internally, but externally for them. So it's like, hey, you rip off a couple wins here and stay competitive. Like, it's all good. That's his first year with Russ. Make a decision on him for the next season. Like, Sean Payton's going to be fine. He'll get that thing working. But, you know, I don't think it's any time to, like, cancel anything. They're good.
So tonight, Jared Goff and the Lions got clobbered in Baltimore, humiliated. Brady's had him. I remember years ago, Brady in his prime went to Cleveland and just got housed, Buffalo. So I like Detroit a lot to bounce back. My rule in sports is always whoever gets humiliated.
Yeah, week, look out.
So give me a thought. Detroit gets humiliated. You've been on those. You've humiliated teams and been humiliated. What's it like at practice for Detroit this week?
Well, I think most importantly, you want to get to the truth of what happened. One, we just got flat out beat up. Like, out-hustled, out-physicaled, and that we can't allow to happen. If we miss something, you know, execution-wise, whatever, it's think of like a basketball team. We're never going to lose, like, diving for a loose ball. Like, that's our ball. That's our attitude. That's who we are, and that's who Dan Campbell is. So when they got punched in the mouth last week, that's like a little wake-up call to these guys. Hey, boys, come on. We got to turn it up. So we eliminate that. Now, scheme-wise, what do we do to hurt ourselves? Whether it's turnovers, negative plays, missed assignments, all that kind of stuff. You get to the truth of it, and then it's almost worse letting it fester. They had to wait till Monday night to play. That was always the worst. You'd almost rather play. You get beat up and embarrassed like that, I'd rather play on Thursday. Like, let's just go, even after the game, let's just play tomorrow. I don't care. Just get this taste out of our mouth to move on. And then the trick is for teams, when you blow somebody out, not to start, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid and reading your own newspaper clippings and all that kind of stuff, because then you think, you know, the results override the process, and you got to stick to that process. Just because the results on that one Sunday were extraordinary, you got to continue to. It becomes death by inches. Well, I'm not going to cold tub today. Oh, I'm not gonna watch as much film today. I'm not gonna. Can't let that happen. And you got to fight that. So the good teams have to deal with that.
Trading deadline is tomorrow. Was your name ever bantied about with that? What is it like as a professional? Ooh. You may be married, have kids. And your name, and I mean, like today, there's the Derrick Henry. Adam Thielen's name is out there. We just saw the Giants. Yeah, so the Giants just gave Leonard Williams to Seattle. So Leonard is from Tampa, played at USC, has gone to New York, back to the West Coast. That's a lot of moving for Leonard.
A lot.
But I would say this. I would think Leonard would be so welcomed in Seattle.
Oh, he's going to fit They're going to love him. He's got a personality. He's a great kid. Heck of a ball player, obviously. But that personality for him, being able to express yourself there in Seattle and really have fun. He's a Pete Carroll kind of guy and played at USC after Pete Carroll. You know, that's just timing-wise. So that's going to be perfect for him.
Okay, you'll be watching Monday night because Mark next week has the Giants and the Raiders in Week 9. It's a Sunday for Eastern on Fox, so you can get a load of the Raiders tonight. Jimmy Garoppolo is supposed to play. By the way, Washington comes to Los Angeles with four NFL receivers. Fight on, sort of, but it... I'm telling you, my friends from the Northwest are all coming down. They've already got a double.
Hold on.
Keep telling
them. Give us a chance here.
That's right.
Give us a chance.
Positive mark. By Saturday morning, we may not feel that way, but whatever. All right, we'll see you Halloween tomorrow, live in L.A. It's The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.